Good morning. Today is Sunday, June 20th, 2021. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Jason Kapoor, and this is Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's weekend edition. Our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earning reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, a preview of key events scheduled for next week. Follow this account and turn the email alert on to receive this article in your inbox every Saturday morning. A podcast of Stocks to Watch is also available on Sundays on Seeking Alpha, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Big tech will be in the spotlight next week, with the U.S. House Judiciary Committee expected to vote on a package on antitrust bills. The new bills apply to companies that have a market capitalization of $600 billion-plus and $50 million-plus monthly active U.S. users or 100,000 monthly active U.S. business users. That short list applies to Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Google, while part of the bill could also apply to Microsoft. The earnings calendar sees a couple of big bellwethers step to the plate, with FedEx and Nike due to spill numbers. FedEx will have to match rising investor expectations on growth and profit, while uncertainty over the impact of boycotts in China lingers over Nike. In the financial sector, the Federal Reserve releases bank stress test results. Earnings Spotlight. Monday, June 21st, Luminex. Earnings Spotlight. Tuesday, June 22nd, Korn Ferry. Earnings Spotlight. Wednesday, June 23rd, IHS Market, Winnebago, Steelcase, and KB Home. Earnings Spotlight. Thursday, June 24th, Accenture, Carnival, FedEx, Rite Aid, Darden Restaurants, Nike, and BlackBerry. Earnings Spotlight, Friday, June 25th, CarMax. IPO Watch. IPOs expected to start trading during the week include Full Truck Alliance on June 22nd and both First Advantage and Doximity on June 23rd. The analyst quiet periods expire on Flywire, Paymentus, Figs, Singular Genomics, Day One Biopharmaceuticals, Zevo Bioscience, and Centessa Pharma. The IPO lockup period expires on Inhibicus Therapeutics and William Penn. Merger and acquisition tidbits. Coherent shareholders vote on the buyout offer from IIVI deal on June 24th. The board rejected an alternative offer from Momentum. The HSR antitrust filing on the paper excellence deal for Domtar expires on June 24th. Domtar trades about 2.7% below the deal price. Healthcare Watch. FDA action dates arrive on Insight for Retifanilab, Ascentis Pharma for TransCon HGH, and AbbVie for Upadactinib. At the end of the week, a large number of biotech companies start presenting posters and abstracts at the International Liver Congress 2021. Projected dividend increases quarterly. Companies have expected to boost their dividend payouts, including Kroger to 20 cents from 18 cents, PennyMac Mortgage to 51 cents from 47 cents, and Maxin to 24 cents from 23 cents. Nike earnings preview. Analysts expect Nike to report revenue of $11.12 billion and earnings per share of 51 cents. Headwinds in China for Nike could weigh on full year 2022 guidance that is expected to be introduced by the global athletic footwear and apparel giant. Other areas of focus for investors will be trends in North America and updates on product innovation. Shares of Nike are down 8.9% year to date. Shopping on display. Marine Money Week takes place with a combination of factors contributing to strong rallies across the shipping sector. Many of the big players are scheduled to discuss the pricing boom in the dry bulk market and compelling setup for tankers in the second half. Participants include EuroDry, Safe Bulkers, Synergy Maritime Holdings, Kirby Corporation, International Seaways, TK Tankers, Golar LNG, and Grind Rod Shipping. 29 of the 30 publicly traded shipping stocks have positive gains for the year, with 14 of those stocks more than double in value. Amazon Prime Day. Amazon's annual shopping extravaganza is scheduled for June 21st to 22nd. The e-commerce juggernaut promises more than 2 million deals over 48 hours. The company is highlighting deals from Under Armour, Mattel, and Columbia Sportswear, as well as making a strong push for pet food sales and the development of Chewy shareholders may want to watch. Big box retailers like Target, Walmart, and Best Buy will also be running competing deals in an effort to hold market share. Telsey Advisors Group forecasts Prime Day sales of $11 billion-$12 billion, with Amazon seen benefiting from a favorable macro environment, strong discretionary demand, a larger global Prime member base, wider product assortment, and an increase in participation by small businesses. Eyes on Lordstown. Lordstown Motors is scheduled to hold 5 days of media events around Lordstown Week. The company will show off its factory, prototype pickup trucks, and hold meetings with shareholders, suppliers, and customers. The key focus from investors will be on potential buyers and expectations on product timeline. Corporate spotlight. The five-day NRF Retail Coverage Conference will cover all quarters of retail. Walmart U.S. President and CEO John Furner will headline a fireside chat with NFR President and CEO Matthew Shea. Intel holds an Edge of Wonderful virtual event just ahead of Mobile World Congress 2012. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise three-day HPE Discover event runs during the week. In the tech sector, Microsoft plans to detail its next generation of software at a Windows event. Investor events are also on the calendar for Equinox, Colony Capital, United Natural Foods, and Nutanix. Check out Seeking Alpha's Catalyst Watch for a detailed list of all events to watch and time it. Conferences rundown. Conferences scheduled to run during the week include the Raymond James Human Health Innovations Conference, the J.P. Morgan European Automotive Conference, the J.P. Morgan Energy, Power, and Renewables Conference, the Goldman Sachs Leisure and Transport Conference 2021, the Wells Fargo Bricks to Clicks Digital Conference, and the Sidoti Virtual Conference for investors. Check out Seeking Alpha's Catalyst Watch for a detailed list of events to watch. Notable annual meetings. Annual meetings of interest this week will include Fastly on June 21st, Dell Technologies and Airbnb on June 22nd, JD.com on June 23rd, and Kroger on June 24th. Barron's mentions, self-driving cars make the cover this week as the publication breaks down which EV stocks to buy and the ones to avoid. Autonomous driving is said to be closer than ever as companies like Lyft, Aptiv, Waymo, and GM's Cruise push forward aggressively. pure-play LiDAR companies like Luminar Technologies, Aeva Technologies, Ouster, and Velodyne LiDAR are dissected for their upside, while Tesla is identified as one of the leaders in making self-driving cars a reality. In the consumer sector, Six Flags Entertainment is profiled favorably, while home builder Lennar is still benefiting from housing market drivers. We close out this week with our single stock focus. AT&T has struggled since the acquisition of Time Warner to define itself to the markets. Management has been advocating for years that it was becoming a modern media company. Investors, on the other hand, saw it as a telecommunications company trying to break into the streaming content market. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. To get Wall Street Breakfast and Stocks to Watch on your phone for your morning commute, subscribe to our podcast on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, SA for FAs, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Let's Talk ETFs on those platforms as well. Have a wonderful week.